Project Fledgling Blog Audio. No more busy work. Don't make the player do busy work. Anything the player can do easily but can't avoid is busy work. Our subconscious takes care of all these tasks in real life. Build a subconscious into your game, for crying out loud. What if there were a turning the key minigame every time you start a car in GTA? Absurd? What about lockpicking? Busy work shows up all over the place. Players largely put up with it, and they shouldn't. Why do we get busy work in the first place? Well, there's the tutorial. It has to be long and boring. Players are forced to complete worksheets at school, but this usually requires the threat of actual physical pain. Games do not have this luxury. Make your tutorial enjoyable, and let the player quit when they get the idea. Game length. Well, grinding is no fun. No extended playtime is not a good reason. Multiplayer? If the central contest of the game requires a busy work race, I guess that's fine, but it's much better to redesign the game for the challenge to be non-trivial. Designer hubris? Making people do boring things isn't artistic. You're just on a power trip. Get over yourself. Faulty game design? Maybe you just thought that people would like this, and they don't? I guess that means you're bad at your job. Time to step it up. What follows are a few of the busy work examples, and some solutions. Walking. How about fast travel? Combat grind. Well, battle auto-completion. Sorting easily sortable lists. Computers are super good at this! Don't force the player to play a sorting algorithm! Communication. Slow scrolling text boxes, unskippable dialogue and cutscenes, long detailed descriptions with no summary. These are all avoidable. Just don't do them. Unlockable content. Unless there is a really good reason to, don't limit the player's options from the outset. No, they should experience the whole game is not a really good reason. Here are a few exceptions to the no busy work rule. The first time. Making the player do something the first time is fine. It's the fourth and the fifth times when it gets wearing and wearying. Message. If the whole game is about being bored or frustrated, fine, go right ahead. But please tell me beforehand, I've scheduled a colonoscopy for that week. Player freedom. If the player wants to do boring things over and over, fine, let them. This is about agency, not forcing efficiency. So there you go, all fixed up. Call me the next time you're thinking of making the player do easy stuff over and over. I have a wall you can bang your head against. Thanks for listening. DudeCon out.